Yeah. We back. Come on. Let's go. You don't gotta hide those titties, babe. Come on. You don't gotta hide those titties, babe. Why you wearing big t-shirts to bed? Cause you ain't gotta hide those titties, baby. Girl, you know it. Girl, I know that you just playing games. Baby girl, that shirt on the office all the same. I'm gonna play with them while you're asleep right next to me. I don't wanna go through two barriers and a shirt and sheets. Oh, baby, why you gotta hide those titties, baby? Why you gotta hide those titties, babe? Come on. Why you gotta hide those titties, babe? Why you gotta hide those titties, babe? You ain't gotta hide those big old fucking tits. Just pull that shirt aside. You know I love that shit. Oh, you can wear a tank top. Put it down right in the mid. Outside, other side, pops out your tits. You ain't gotta hide. No. You ain't gotta hide them from me, babe. You ain't gotta hide them from me, babe. Oh, yeah. You ain't gotta hide those titties, babe. You ain't gotta hide those titties, babe. No, no. You ain't gotta hide those titties, babe. You ain't gotta hide those titties, babe. Oh, yeah. You ain't gotta hide those titties, babe. Yeah. Pull them out. Pull them out one time. Come on. Pull them out. Pull them out two times. Come on. Pull them out. Pull them out right now. Yeah, yeah. Baby, you don't gotta run and hide. Yeah, yeah. Baby, baby. I know you trying to hide, bitch. But what? Baby, baby, baby. You ain't gotta run and hide your tits now. Dump them out in the front one time. Dump them out in the back one time. Dump them out in the front one time. Yeah. Baby, you don't have to run and hide now. Baby, 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 come on. Baby, 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 oh yeah. Baby, baby, baby. Why are you trying to hide your fucking tits, yeah?
Welcome back to the Little Priori Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Little Priori. Yeah! Wait, hold up. I thought I had sound effects today. Where's the siren? I want a siren. I like sirens. It sound like I had autism. I'll do this. How's this? Yeah! We are back! Yes! Danny's here. No one else. But they'll be back on Tuesday. All right? It's a nice Sunday episode. Releasing. Nice Sunday night episode for you guys to enjoy. I hope you guys enjoy it. You know, it's been kind of a long week for me. Had a lot going on in my personal life, so I'm just actually happy to be in the right mind frame to be back on the mic and back in front of you guys on a beautiful day. It's 65 degrees here in New York today. My wife really told me to go outside like I was a four-year-old today, but I appreciated it. Honey, thank you. I appreciated it. Went outside, hung out for a bit. Enjoyed the sun. Got to get this topic out of the way because my wife could be home from work anytime. So I have to get this out of the way. I've come up with a theory about tits, okay? And if you have tits, please let me know. But this is my theory about tits. It has to do with bedtime sleeping arrangements, okay? So I feel like I've come to an understanding that if you have big fat tits, you sleep with a t-shirt on or some kind of top on, you know, and your bottom you don't really care about. It's just like regular whatever, you know. But my second thing is that if you don't have big ass tits, you sleep with no shirt on. big tits shirt. And it's not just a regular shirt. It's like a shirt that they shot out of a t-shirt cannon at a basketball game. And it's always like a double XL so it could fit everybody. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. It kind of just came to me not in a dream. I want to say that. Is my wife here? I don't want to say in a dream, but just in one of my hazes of the day, thinking about tits, I came to the realization that if you have really big tits, you go to sleep with a double XL shirt on, that's almost a dress, and then if you don't, you don't go to sleep with anything on top. I think I'm right. I don't have any scientific background for that or, you know, study for that. But in my mind, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know. Sound off in the comments and let me know. Because big fat titties, my thing about big fat titties, I don't know why I just raised my hand. My thing about big fat titties, I know. The thing about big fat titties is I feel like, you know, even with my tits, if I roll over, sometimes I could wake up with my tit a little bit under, like going oppo. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do like a Picasso tit, you know? I think that's what girls are worried about, their tits looking like a Picasso. And it's like, you know, you're smushing one tit, and then one tit's like up here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in the nighttime, it's inverted. Like, titties invert. They become inverted tits, you know? And when you're doing that, it's hard for you to actually get a grasp on where your tits are going throughout the night. So you put them in a shirt. Or maybe it's a chafing thing, sensory issues. Could be that, but you can have that with small tits too. You know what I mean? Isn't it weird how like bodies have an era? You know? Like bodies have an era. A few years ago it was dad bods. Then it was like, before that it was like real jack dudes, like in the 2008-ish to like 2012-ish era. And it was dad bods, and now it's like all tall twinks that get the most puss. You know, I wonder what I'm just trying to get ahead of what the next body type is. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a method actor. Like one day I'm fat, the next day I'm not. You know, I think I have a very confusing body. You know, not to like the fat community. You know what I mean? Like the fat community takes me in, but they don't like really take me in because I'm not disgustingly fat. No offense. And then, like, the in-shape people don't take me in because I take my shirt off and they're, like, they start laughing at me. You know what I mean? They start laughing at me and giggling at me, and it makes me feel sad, you know? I don't want people to laugh at my tits, but, you know, to each their own. It's also easier for men, you know? But on the women's side, I think it was more like, on the women's side, it's a little more, how do I put this without being offensive? In the 90s, early 2000s, it was all about blonde and big fat tits. That was like the craziest shit. Nobody talked about ass in the 90s and early 2000s. It was all about big fat titties. And then kind of in the 2010s, you started seeing ass. Ass became like ass, you know, like big, like ass stuff. And then we moved on into the 2020s, and I think it's more small tits, big ass is like the worldwide consensus now, but people still love big tits. So, you know, I think tits are maybe making a comeback in 2025 and beyond, maybe the 2030s. Big tits will be back, but I still think that ass has become the overall ruler of all things. The ruler of the sexual universe has become fat asses, you know, of all shapes and sizes. And by sizes, I mean fat ass. You know what I mean? But that's where I think the sexual attractiveness is now, body type-wise. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of fun. What about this? What does this do? Whoa! It's a bomb.
Daddy, chill.
This is fun, dude. What the hell is going on? You want to know what it is? It's 65 degrees, and, like, I think people are out on their terraces. I just heard somebody through the mic, and I don't know if you guys just heard this. It was like, Danny, where are you? That scared the shit out of me. These birds won't shut the fuck up. This literally sounds like I'm in nature doing a podcast, which is kind of nice. but I don't know if it's going to be nice for an hour. What the hell is this? What do I do with this?
Six. Amazing, brother.
Nice. Oh, these are all the old ones. Hell yeah, dude. So, I have a rash on my testicles. But it's not a real rash. It was just, I think... All right, so I do this thing when I don't scratch my testicles, but I grab and pinch, and I do this little twisty move, this little circular twisty to relieve the itch. But it's not a rash. Let me just... It's just like a dry spot. It's like a dry spot on my sack. It's like a like sack. It's like sack eczema. There's a little like one little spot, and I called my doctor about it, and I was like, "Hey, is this like something I got to be worried about?" I was like, "Is this like cancerous or something?" And my doctor was like, "Well, you know, send me a picture." And I was like, "Whoa, wait a second, you can do that?" And I think since 2020, like people, it's just become normal for you to like send pictures of your genitalia to your doctor. But no, I didn't send a picture because I thought that was like kind of weird. Like, is that allowed? Is it like, can you do that? Is that like a violation of like, first of all, what I'm trying to say is, do I need to get rid of this doctor or not? Is this a, I don't even know where this guy is. You know what I'm saying? Hey guys, no fighting, no fighting. No fighting. Come lay down. My dogs are fighting. Come lay down. Come over here. But yeah, but I think he was just trying to... Cause me and my doctor are cool. My doctor's been my doctor for like 6 years. You know what I mean? Like, we're down. We're in the trenches. He's already seen my pack. You know what I'm saying? He's already seen my gondolas. But I was like, I don't know if I really want to send a picture of my nutsack to my doctor. You know? But I put some Desitin on it. I thought Desitin were for babies, but I put it on and then it went away. I think it was just dry scrot. I think I just would suffer from a case of dry scrot for a couple days, and that went away. Yeah, I'm trying to get you guys updated on my life. It's been over a week, so, you know, want to keep you guys in the loop of things that I'm dealing with, things that have been coming into my mind over the last couple of days. There's a picture of my wife from our wedding, and it's just on our floor. Does anybody else have pictures on their floor? Like, not flat on the floor, but it's, like, not on the wall all the way down on the floor. And I love the picture. She's so beautiful in it. I love it. But it's just, like, should I hang it up? And then I'm, like, no. What I want to do is, like, make a vision board of, like, all the cities that I've gone on tour to. And put it over here. I think that'd be kind of cool. And then, like, purposefully, like turn one to be quirky. You know, I could do that, like, purposefully turn it to be quirks. And, like, that would be, like, kind of cool and cute. I don't know. Sound off in the comments. Is that what people say on the internet? Like and subscribe, too. You know? Because if it wasn't for people liking and subscribing, I don't think we'd be doing this. At this point. So like this video, subscribe, share it. Sound off in the comments about the titty stuff too, for sure. That would be fantastic. Because, you know, I'm really trying to get a gauge on that. But, you know, it becomes one of those things where I have a hard time getting it out of my mind. It's not because it has nothing to do with me loving big fat tits. But it has to do with me just trying to understand the comfort. You know what I mean? Listen, once I got fat, I wore more clothes to bed. I used to never wear clothes to bed. You know what I mean? But now that it's starting to get warmer and stuff, now I'll sleep naked like a disgusting freak. You know? And a lot of the times I like to wear underwear, but they're briefs. And I get worried about the briefs because they say that they could mess up your jizz. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that tight underwear could mess your jizz up. So I'm like, I don't want messed up jizz. I want cool jizz. I want awesome jizz. I want, like, phenomenal jizz. You know? So I stopped wearing briefs. So, like, now I kind of wear, like, loose pants. But I move around a lot at night, and I sleep with a CPAP machine. So it's just a lot going on for, like, a person to sleep. I like to sleep with just my CPAP machine, so, you know, because then I feel like Wolverine. Like, I feel like a science project, like I'm getting better, like I'm the rebuilding me, So that's why I like a CPAP machine and no clothes. That's how I like to sleep. CPAP machine, no clothes. Just worry about the tube. Worry about the little mask. Worry about the amazing air that you're getting into your body. You know? And listen, I was a little ashamed to have a CPAP machine in the beginning. Now I'm not. Now I'm not. Because you want to know why? It actually helps. I've been doing it for like a month. The first couple of days, I was like, this thing sucks. It doesn't do anything. It just makes my mouth dry, and it makes me feel like someone fucking stuffed socks in my mouth while I was sleeping and had their way with me. That's what it felt like for the first week. And then at the second week, I was like, all right, I could kind of work with this. This is okay. Now it's just kind of become second nature, you know what I mean? To like kind of put it on. But like, I have a lot of health stuff. I'm just trying not to be disgusting anymore. You know what I mean? I think I've just kind of hit the wall of just like feeling old and sick and fucked up all the time. I think I'm just over that. Hey, Tony, what's up, man? Okay. Can you get down, please? Okay. Go away. Go away now. Okay. All right. Go lay down. Go. Go over there. Go over there. Go over there. All right, you could sit there. All right, don't move, though. If you're going to sit there. All right? Just don't, like, come over here, because then you're going to mess everything. Oh, you're going to mess up all the toys and the buttons. Okay, all right. All right, good boy. Jesus, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I just have, like, all, like, I'm just tired of feeling old and sick and brittle and just, like an old man. You know what I mean? Like, look at this. All right, so I have so many health things, I have health anxiety, so I have, like, so many, like, health problems, you know? So my wife bought me a health box for all my things. I'm going to show you everything that's in my health box, okay? I have so many trinkets, health trinkets, that my wife had to go out and get me a health box. She calls it my medicine box. So this is my medicine box. Let's just see. Actually, I don't know if it's fully packed. Let's see. Okay, here we go. This is my it's padded, it's like a thing you would put a gun in. It's padded, it's metal. It's nice. Oh yeah, Selena got it for me. All right. First thing in there is a pulse oximeter. I like to take a pulse oximeter onto an airplane, and what I like to do is put it on my finger. And, you know, let's see, let's check my pulse oximeter right now. All right, so now my SP is 97. I've been moving around a little bit, touching stuff, so, like, I'm at 98 beats per minute, okay? Now I'm at 102. Now I'm at 102 and a 96 blood oxygen level. I like, now it's 97, and now it's down to 97. Okay, great. So, look, there it is. It flips, it does the thing. And I like to take this on planes because I like to see how much blood oxygen I'm getting. And then sometimes when I'm on a plane, this goes down to like 91 and I get really scared. So that's the first thing there, pulse oximeter. Inhaler. I mean, if you have asthma, come on, dude. You can't go anywhere without this thing. I'll shake it up right now and suck the fuck out of it. That's the medical way you're supposed to do that. You know? I think I've been sucking inhalers for over 20 years, dude. I've been sucking inhales. Next thing is a thermometer, because I think I have fevers all the time, all right? And let me tell you, I don't think I've had a fever once. Maybe one time. I've had this for years, okay? And I've taken my temperature multitudes of times. Take my temperature right now. Let's go. Mm-hmm. 97.7. I'm running cold right now. All right. Clear eyes, because I get weird things in my eyes. I get weird allergies, and my eyes blow up, and I get weird stuff on my eyes, in my eyeballs. So that's also in the box. This one's a little different. This probably wouldn't be in your health box per se. It is diabetes kit. So this is my diabetes testing strips. Okay. This is my diabetes glucose monitor. Hey, buddy. It's my glucose monitor. And this is the thing that pricks my finger. So I'll demonstrate. So what you do is you take a strip out, okay? Close it up. You pop it into this thing right here, right? Right in the bottom. So it's reading. It's showing that it's reading. Then you take this apparatus that has a needle in it, okay? And then you put it on your finger, and you shoot it right into your finger, and then you squeeze the blood out. I never know what to do with the blood. I usually eat it, but I'm not going to put it on here because that's gross. And then you squeeze a little more fresh blood out. Okay. I'm going to lick that one. Don't judge me. It's just blood. And my blood sugar is 152. I have diabetes, and it's post-meal, so that's not too bad. It could be worse. I'm a type 2 diabetic. So yeah, that's how you do that. What else is in my box? Okay, here, what else is in my box? Chapstick. You can never go wrong with chapstick. My biggest problem with chapstick is you need it every 3 minutes. I don't think any of this helps. I put it on like this. And I rub my ribs around. And I feel like, oh, it feels really good going on. And then it feels like my lips have a weird mask on. You know, they have a weird, like a weird sex mask. Like, from Eyes Wide Shut. I feel like I have that mask on my lips. And then, when I rub it in to, like, make it feel less masky, it all goes away. You know, if you're gonna be a brand called Chapstick, you should probably, you know, learn how to make your fucking lips feel less chapped. I feel that Chapstick makes the worst chapstick in the world. And your name Chapstick. You know what I mean? It's like how Everlast makes boxing gloves and they're like not the best boxing gloves. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Like you're supposed to like do that. That's what you do. You've been doing it forever. Figure it out. Chapstick sucks. You know what else sucks? Fucking Blistex sucks. But like all like the hot girls in school had them. You know what those girls used to have in high school too? Like all the hot girls had like those little like chapstick circular balls. Remember those? And you would just twist the top off and just fucking rub a big ball all over your face. Let's see what else is in the box. Okay, this is my mother-in-law got me this. This is a cardio heart rate EKG monitor. So I just, you know, whenever I'm like, oh, I'm having a heart attack again, I whip this out. Shout out Adriana. It's my mother-in-law. Shout out. Thank you, Mom. I take this whenever I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Guess what? Haven't had a heart attack yet, but I've surely thought I have. What else is in here? Oh, okay. And this is the big bopper. This is the big one. Takes up most of the space. It's a blood pressure monitor, okay? You know, when you have diabetes, you have to take your blood pressure. It's a good idea. It's a good idea to get a gauge. I'll take it right now, but I don't know. I don't know if I've been sitting and I'm talking, so it's probably going to be a little high, but I'll take my blood pressure. So this is something that I do every day, and if anybody else does this, or if there is like some kind of, you know, medical diagnosis for this box that someone can give me, you know, because I don't like to self-diagnose, let me know in the comments. All right, here we go. All right, straighten your arm out, and then, you know, you let it get tight. Let it run. You know, I'm talking, so I'm not going to take this, reading very seriously. I'm also moving around a little bit, but, you know, I think it's a good thing to take your blood pressure once in the morning and once at night. I think that's what they tell you to do. But I could be wrong. All of this is troubling. I get it. Like, you know, having all these ailments at 35 is troubling, and I'm just trying to get away from that. You know what I mean? I don't want to be ailment boy. I want to be sick boy Danny. I don't want to be sick boy. You know, I want to be fit boy. I want to be fit man. Fit man Dan. Fit man Dan. That's my new alter ego. All right, so my blood pressure was 111 over 85. Okay, not bad for a fat piece of shit. Not bad for a fat piece of fuck. All right. So, yeah, so that's my health box. My wife was like, you have way too many health trinkets. They're all around. Let me get you something for it. And she surprised me with this wonderful hypochondria box. And I love her for it. I still have to figure a way to take it on the road, though. Probably not going to be able to take it with me everywhere, sadly. But, yeah. So that's just kind of, you know, people want to be like, hey, man, your life's so cool. I'm like, is it? Is it so cool? Did you take your blood pressure four times today? How many times have you gone to the hospital this month? You know? Saw everybody's getting diarrhea now in the Northeast. It's like a big thing that's going around. Everybody's getting dookie. I think I had it for a little bit, but I'm not sure because I have dookie probs all the time, dude. Everyone, thanks, Sylvia, for hitting the camera, you son of a bitch. I have poop probs all the time. But yeah, apparently, like, they were saying, the Northeast is getting hammered with neurovirus. And that's like a diarrhea disease or something. It's like a diarrhea sickness that, is prominent in the Northeast right now. So if you're in the Northeast listening to this and you have diarrhea, you probably have neurovirus. Oh, I also got a CT scan the other day and found out I have a hernia. So there's that too. I have a inguinal, I don't know how to say it, hernia that came up in a CT scan. So, I don't know about hernia, so I asked my doctor, I was like, hey, will this go away on its own? He was like, no. So, I guess at some point I'm going to have a hernia surgery, like, don't get fat is what I'm telling you. Just don't get fat, you know what I mean? I love you, love your body, love yourself, but just take care of yourself, you know what I mean? Let me be an example to you. People are, like, cheering for me. Thanks, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. I went there. Oh, and then when they do a CT scan, they shoot you with this liquid that makes your whole body feel warm and, like, makes you feel like you're going to pee your pants. I don't know what it is. I guess the contrast. It makes you feel like you're going to pee all over yourself. So I felt that, and the guy was like, hey, man, like, just so you know, I was like, don't worry. This is my first CT scan, okay? We'll figure it out. He gives me the thing, and I'm feeling really good. And he was like, all right, like, hold your breath. It's going to be, like, 60 seconds. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm fine. And he was like, all right, man, you done? I was like, yeah, I'm good. He was like, all right, let's go. Put you in, take you out. Takes me out, and he's talking to me. He was like, how you feeling? I was like, yeah, I feel fine. And he's, like, talking to me about, like, normal shit. Like, oh, so, like, where are you from? And I'm like, and he's like, what? I was like, no. And he keeps talking to me about normal stuff. And I'm like, I want this dude to shut the fuck up so much because I'm starting to get sick to my stomach. I'm getting really, really sick. And nothing's worse than that throw up purgatory where you're like, I might not. So I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm trying to, like, play it off cool. And the guy looks at me and he goes, you good? And as soon as he says, you good, I just go, all over the CT scan room, all over that fucking place. Threw up like crazy. Like crazy. Like crazy. Because I hurt my back pretty bad. That's why I got the scan initially and they had to go check or whatever. But they did the whole thing. And then, you know, they do a CT scan. I throw up all over the fucking place. And the first thing that comes out of my mouth as soon as I'm done, I'm just like, ugh. I go, is that normal? He was like, yeah, dude, people throw up all the time in here. So I felt, like, less bad about it, but I felt bad, like, as I was leaving, they wheeled me out in a wheelchair, and I was like, sorry, man. He was like, it's all good, and he was just, like, on his knees cleaning my puke. I was like, yeah, this job sucks, but good for him, man. Hope he's doing well. Sorry that I threw up all over the room. And then I found out I have something called diverticulosis, which is like not diverticulitis, but it's diverticulosis. Like I have like little like air pockets on my intestine. I don't know, man. Dying. Whatever, dude. It's like apparently it's normal, but like you can get diverticulitis from it. I don't know, dude. This fucking shit sucks. Just take care of your health, man. Take care of your health. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Yes, my friends over at BetterHelp have been an amazing sponsor of this show. They've been with us since the beginning. I wanted to thank them so much. And, you know, in 2020, when I could not, and the most of the world could not get into a therapist office, it was pretty much impossible. And even afterwards, so many people stayed in therapy that it's been harder and harder to get into an actual office. BetterHelp was there for me in a very, very hard transitional time in my life. They helped me so much, and to have them as a sponsor has been one of the best things. I see people on the road all the time tell me that they use BetterHelp, and it's helped them so much, and that's been such a testament to like what I do in my life. As you guys all know, I've been on my own mental health journey for years, and to have BetterHelp be a part of it and be a sponsor of this show has always been amazing. But, you know, I've been very vocal about my struggles with mental health, very vocal about friends who have struggled with mental health. And, you know, as much as we all wanted to get into the new year and get ripped and lose all this weight and get jacked and do all this stuff, you should get your mind jacked, all right? Jack up your mind, you know, because a strong mind leads to a strong body, is what I say. Great things about BetterHelp, too, especially for mental health, is, you know, it could be private. You know, it could be anonymous. You can have your camera on. You can have your camera off. You know, it's customized to fit your schedule, fit your therapy style. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and they will get you appointed to a licensed therapist in up to 48 hours. I've done it before where it's been even less time. I'm not saying that, but like I think when I did it, someone reached out to me in like 24 hours. So, you know, it's an amazing way to get the therapy that you need in a pinch and also get the ball rolling on your mental health journey. So I really, really, really hope that you guys check it out. And you're like, hey, how do I check it out? This is what you do. You go to www.betterhelp.com. That's BETTERHELP.com /LOPS, LOPS, and you get 10% off your first month. Could not recommend it more. Please go to betterhelp.com/LOPS, LOPS. Use the code. 10% off your first month, and I want to thank BetterHelp for being one of the amazing, amazing supporters of this show. I really appreciate it. Also, like I said, it was 65 degrees outside. The heat's turning up. You want to know what else? The heat will be cranked up in Miami for UFC 299, but the action will be even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Okay, what's a no-sweat bet, USA? It's like getting another chance if you take an L. Take one on the chin. You get another shot of victory. That's right. Get a bonus bet back in the amount of your original bet if your first bet doesn't hit. All right? Everybody knows UFC 299 in Miami. Dustin Poirier, good buddy of mine. Good buddy of mine is fighting. All right? You guys know that I'm taking Dustin. I'm taking Dustin to win that fight, and I'm going to take him to win that fight by TKO. That's my bet. And you should tail it with me. You should tail it with me. Let's all bet on Dustin together and be a family. All right? And everyone's like, oh, Benoit's good. Benoit's good. He's not diamond good. Okay? So we're going with Dustin Poirier for sure, 100%. That's just what I'm going to do. Do whatever you want. But listen, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code LOPS, L-O-P-S. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code LOPS, L-O-P-S. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 after issuance. So see dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, we're back. My wife's here. My wife just got home from work. She's in the kitchen right now. She can't hear me. She has headphones on, but she's eating a banana. She's taking Nutella out. She's taking Nutella out of the actual container, smearing it onto a banana and eating it. That's the play-by-play of what my wife is doing right now. My wife just came home from work. She's a pelvic floor therapist. Long day at the pelvic floor store, and she's eating Nutella out of the thing, right out of it with a spoon. I don't know if that's... I think that's a married behavior. Would you say that's married behavior? Selena? Selena? Selena, I'm talking to you. Would you say that since we're married, that's the only reason you eat it out of the container? You would do it anyway? Do you think that's gross? She said no. But it's because we're married. Right. It's my wife. It's my wife, ladies and germs. She's going outside. She wants to go get some vitamin D. Got some vitamin D right here for her. But it's all right. It's one of those things. It's one of those things. Live shows. Got a ton of live shows coming up. Let's see where Danny's going to be. I forgot where I was going to be. Let's check it out. I have a lot of live shows coming up. I'm going to a lot of places that I've been wanting to go to for a while. And those places are as follows. March 12th, I will be in Austin, Texas. March 13th, I will be in Dallas, Texas. March 14th, I will be in Houston, Texas. March 28th, I will be in Chicago, Illinois. April 9th, I will be in Buffalo, New York. April 10th, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio. April 23rd, Portland, Oregon. April 24th, Seattle, Washington. May 6th, Denver, Colorado. May 7th, St. Louis, Missouri. May 8th, Kansas City, Missouri. May 14th, Atlanta, Georgia. Strip clubs. May 15th, Tampa, Florida. Also strip clubs, probably. May 16th, Durham, North Carolina. I don't know what they do in North Carolina besides Duke and UNC. But yeah, all those tickets are available. You can find links to all those shows below. You can come and check them out. So just keep you updated with a couple of things that are going to be going on. So Tuesday, you'll have another episode with Michael and I. It's going to be fantastic. Going to be happy to get the band back together. Boys are back in town. That's going to be a lot of fun. And also, every Sunday following up, I am starting a new show that has been in the works for a while. It's called The Incredibly Late Show. Okay. It's going to come out every Sunday at like 11 or 12 a.m., 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. It's just going to be my thoughts on the week. Going to have guests on. Going to have people call in. It's going to be a very interactive show. I had to make sure I had all the facilities for that, bruv. And make sure that it can go off without a hitch. Want it to look nice through the whole thing. So starting next Sunday, you guys will have The Incredibly Late Show with Danny Lopriori right here on the Lopriori Podcast channel. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be something I've wanted to do for a long time because it allows me to just do this. on my own and also communicate with my audience and have guests. So can't wait for that. You guys have been nothing short of fantastic. I love you guys. Can't wait to see you on the road. It's going to be a great time. And again, like I said, to everyone who has reached out to me with their condolences, I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I wasn't able to answer everybody. It's been a rough couple of weeks, but I'm just happy to be back in the saddle. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. Truly appreciate it. Love you guys. And, yeah. We'll see you on Tuesday with another amazing episode of Little Prairie Podcast with my brother Michael. And if you guys are, you know, going through something, feel free to always reach out to anyone at the Off the Cuff team. It's my mental health podcast, 101 OTC. You guys could reach out there as well. And I just hope everyone's taking care of themselves. Love you guys, and I will see you in a couple days. I don't know why I'm doing the Trump hands, but I'm doing them. All right. Love you guys. See you on the road, or I'll see you on the Tiv or Pornhub. Peace.